This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
And hello, today you are going to talking something about relaxing during PhD research, and especially for at the final year students, because you are writing a lot. Sometimes you need to think about what new content I can write in. So it's better for relaxing before doing some of the tough tasks. So today we have three speaker, and we are both in at our final year of the PhD, and we are also writing a lot of thesis actually. Mm-hmm. So we welcome Christina and Mustafa. So could you please do an introduction for yourself?
Hi.
Hello. my name is Christina and I'm, as he said, I'm at the end of my PhD. Hopefully another month or so and then it will all be done and it will be great to share a few thoughts with you of how I've managed to get to this stage without going completely insane.
Yes, that's the point.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm Mustafa, and just like Z and Christina, I'm also a PhD student, and I'll be starting my third year next month, and I don't know if I'll finish it in 3 years or 4 years, and I'll tell you what I'll do, what I do usually when I get stress from the PhD or studies because of the novelty and complexity of the topic. Mm-hmm. So that's me.
Sounds great.
And who are you, Z?
I was doing artificial intelligence, AI, so most of the pressure or the complexity is from developing the software sometimes or design the artificial intelligence system. So I think relaxing is very important because you can get some fresh idea after you totally relax, and then you can renew your design. Sometimes it's quite good quality if you have a good rest. So I think relaxing is depends on how you compare with the context. When you have been busy for a month, definitely you will need a relaxing. Mm-hmm. So but if you sometimes quite enjoy in your work, you will be resistant to have a relax. So somehow you're going to continue working until you figure out the problem. Mm-hmm. So for me, sometimes I work in after midnight. Yeah. I think that time is very relaxing, even it's busy. It's kind of quite enjoying the coding and design after midnight. And the majority of my AI design was produced after midnight.
Wow.
So even before I go into sleeping, before on the bed, I'm still thinking about the design in a more relaxed way.
So there was this term used as sleepwalker, now it's sleep coder?
Yeah.
it can be, you have a demonstration in your brain about how the system is going to be working in your brain in a very quiet night.
Yes.
And then in the morning you can recover it and then
Impressive that you can manage to fall asleep when you're still thinking about it, because that is my main problem.
True.
Is
your brain
sleep.
Is hyperactive.
Like for me, like for months and months on end, I always wake up at least twice a night, and especially around 4 o'clock. And if I keep thinking about my work before I go to bed, I actually can't fall asleep.
True.
Then I have to do something completely different, like whatever. So I'm quite impressed that you can actually think about your work, fall asleep, and then solve the problem while you're sleeping.
Yeah. I will sometimes remember what the system running in the daytime, and then what I'm going to analyze this after midnight, so I can know what is the problem there, and I'm going to fix it in the next day. So it's a kind of I work in the daytime, but I do relax in the night. I still thinking some of the technology or something.
Yeah,
not so that hurry in going to solve it, but can be solved later.
So actually, what I get from this is that normally. You do good thinking and you come up with good solutions when you're at peace. For example, if you're lying on the bed and you're relaxed from all the things that you have done during the day, and now you're mentally free from everything.
Yeah.
Now you can think in peace. And when you can think in peace, you can come up with new solutions or the architect or mm-hmm. the new mm-hmm. designs of your algorithm or et cetera.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, this is really the topic that mm-hmm. Why should we relax?
Yeah.
So that we can come up with new solutions and alternatives for any problems. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but also blow off some steam from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do, Christina?
Well, one thing that I've I totally agree with both of you. Like, you need that kind of time to just completely maybe detach your brain in a way.
True.
So that you can think about the problems but not actively.
Yeah.
So it just kind of gets
solved. Yes.
But I need like something, I need to do something while I'm doing that. So like one thing that I find really relaxing is landscaping. So
yeah.
If I have as a part-time job to go and plant trees and
nice.
Shrubs and
nice.
Anything else. And for most people, that's a job, you know. You got up and, oh, it's annoying, and there's like 300 plants.
Mm.
And I'm like, yes, there's 300 plants. Let me
out.
And because, you know, it's something really nice to just look back on and be like, yeah, I planted that.
Yeah.
It looks really nice.
Yeah.
And then you get the sense of accomplishment. And while you're
True.
Standing there
yes.
digging up
yes.
holes to put plants in or whatever, that allows me that space for
mm-hmm.
the brain to just completely not actively think about my thesis,
yeah.
but, you know, somewhere something might pop up saying, oh, you know, this is how I should
mm.
be structuring that particular
absolutely
section,
right. yeah,
which is good. But so, yeah, that's one of the main things that
actually
I've
you're right
loved.
When you said that there is a sense of accomplishment when you do something else
mm.
and you complete it. Because in PhD, everybody is pretty much stuck, not only
yeah.
us. Every PhD student is stuck at some problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yes.
they're not progressing, or if they're progressing, the pace is so slow
mm-hmm.
that they feel that they're not achieving something. If you do something outside the PhD
mm-hmm.
and you complete it, you have this sense of achievement,
yeah.
a winning sense that
exactly.
gives you some boost or some motivation to come
mm-hmm.
back to the topic and do
exactly.
the game.
Yeah, and I have another recommendation is sometimes I think reading literature review is kind of relaxing.
Is it?
because
oh, wow.
Because,
wow.
you know,
not for me.
No, not for me either.
You're reading someone's work already. You know, they have
yeah.
done already for you.
Yeah.
So you just need to read it, and you have found some of the very interesting.
Yeah.
Do
wow.
And
yeah.
I think every
You're
time.
A perfect
yeah,
student.
And every time after I reading a lot of literature review, for
mm.
example, I finished 10 papers,
mm.
I always can get a fresh idea
okay.
for my design.
That's cool.
Because
yeah.
during the time I'm relaxing, I'm not doing coding, I'm not doing development, but I'm still thinking my design compared with the others
mm.
yeah.
in a more way of relaxing.
Oh, wow,
mm.
cool.
Yeah, it's different.
Each to their own,
yeah.
as they say.
yeah, it's different.
So
yes,
what,
true.
What do you do, Mustafa?
I normally just leave everything wherever that is and go out
mm.
By the riverside or maybe into the jungle.
Oh, jungle?
Yeah, some forest
oh.
or something. Not
or
a jungle, the jungles we have
jungle.
In New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah. sit in the nature, relax, observe the nature and the patterns
mm-hmm.
that what they are doing, and kind of drift myself into the philosophy of life
mm.
mm-hmm.
that literally blows the steam off me because
mm.
because you are off the topic and you're thinking completely different thing
yeah.
life and spirituality and relaxing yourself by observing the nature because
mm.
nature is calm
mm. yeah
whether it's jungle whether it's river or hiking or anything and when you come back to the topic after
mm-hmm.
you have gone out you are like you're just like coming fresh again
mm-hmm.
yeah.
with the same mindset but fresh you feel like that you're starting this just now for the first time
yes
oh, yeah.
and with a fresh mentality because you have been to some different avenue and then you came back
mm-hmm.
you think differently
yeah I think that this is definitely better for eyesight you know when you're looking
yes.
into computer for a very long time
yeah
it's
yeah.
better to relax than
Yeah,
the
relax.
Eye,
yes,
the eyes.
It's true.
It's very important,
mm-hmm.
especially for computer science.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And on that topic, I think I told Mustafa about this before, but I am currently rehabilitating my nearsightedness especially that, you know, working so close up to computers. Everyone who works with computers, they have contacts or lenses because they're constantly looking at this thing. And then in order to rehabilitate that, you kind of have to, you know, spend more time outside, at least 2 hours every day, and like every 20 minutes at least spend a minute or so looking out the window somewhere else.
Yes.
And it's just so important, and I can really feel the difference now.
So it's not only about the mind to relax, but also your other body parts.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting, you have just one posture, and you just want to change it because it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Or eyes, if you're looking at screen, you're just continuously looking at screen, definitely want to look at something else.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not only about the mind, it's about the whole body system.
Yes.
And that's why I've kind of another thing that I've done for relaxing now for the past year is archery.
Nice.
And that is really, really awesome, because then you also need to use that long distance vision as well. So you have that target, and coming back to that feeling of accomplishment, there is nothing better than, you know, sort of pulling on that string
and
releasing it, and it actually goes where you want it to go, and then you're like, yes, you
know?
Oh, life is so much better now, and especially now when the after daylight savings has ended, now we can be outside for shooting instead of inside, and it is so nice to, you know, see the sun go down, and you're just sitting there, and, you know, just releasing all with each arrow, you're just releasing a little bit of stress. And you know, if you're having a really bad day or something, you can just imagine that the target is your thesis or a person you don't like that much, and that you're just gonna be like, yep, done. So that relaxes me.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's also kind of relaxing in psychology, you know.
Yeah,
it's a good way.
Yeah, so I believe that everybody have more than one thing to relax themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So archery and going into the nature, reading. What else do you think we can do, or other students can do, or specifically, let's say, Z and Christina and Mustafa does to relax themselves from the study,
from
the routine?
I think the best thing is like we do now, talking.
Yeah,
that's the best way.
Yeah.
You know, we're meeting somehow in a month, and then we chatting together.
Yeah,
it's a better way for negotiation as a social life. You know?
That's true.
It can relax a lot.
Yeah,
you know, most of the anxious is come from learning. I think so.
Yeah,
learning and pressure
will
cause you a lot of things in psychology. Pressure.
Yeah.
So, talking with your friends, make a social group, is the is the best thing to do.
Yeah.
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 It is actually right in a way that, for example, if you are doing PhD and you're stuck at something and you go outside, you talk with a friend.
Mm.
For example, if you're talking with a friend who does some business and you guys are discussing a strategy or some policy that he has made and he failed or he liked and he benefited from it, you might adapt that situation for your thesis, because thesis is pretty much a really small thing of the big word.
Yeah.
So all the strategies that are happening outside the thesis are actually implementable on the thesis as well. For example, let's say about some psychology. If somebody's developing a drug, and then there's this psychology that this drug won't go, or like I was discussing this one problem with my friend that how the drugs become successful or replace the older drug, it is because of the word of the mouth, not because of the marketing. Marketing is a factor that boosts the thing, but not because of the quality or anything. So if you are able to install those needed traits into the drug, then it can give you a good profit after clinical trials. And what you will do from that thinking, that you will not develop the drug, but you will It's really deep, something that I'm going to tell you. That we have these ADMET talks that absorption, distribution, metabolism, elimination, and toxicology.
Mm-hmm.
You will consider those properties into the drug development.
Yeah.
Instead of just making a drug that this drug is binding with this protein and doing stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So such thinking from outside can help you build better
mm-hmm.
product from your PhD and thesis.
Yeah.
That is what I think. So communication is really good, and it's really important.
Yeah, and especially talking to people outside your own field,
yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Whatever it is. I mean, fair enough, I really get a buzz of talking to farmers, even though my thing is about farming, and especially talking to these farmers who are doing regenerative agriculture, because they just make me so excited about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So they might be the people that I talk to that, you know, it makes it all worth it again. It's like, okay, I remember now why I'm doing this thesis, you know?
Yeah.
But also just people that are completely different, have completely different ideas about life. And, you know, if that's the people I do landscaping with, or if that's people from archery or whatever, it's just really nice to hear something completely different. And sometimes you'll end up having political discussions or you have, all kinds of interesting discussions about life. And
true.
And that makes, it provides a break for the brain so that we can sort of come fresh in the mind back to what we're doing, so that we can finish without going mentally insane.
Yeah. And I think it's a good way to thinking about design your workload, because you know that originally why you have a pressure is because you have a workload that has a deadline.
Yeah.
So I think when you have designed your workload, you can, you know, cutting the big workload into a smaller piece.
Exactly.
You know, you can work in iteratively, weekly, not too much, and the speed can be average speed, you know, smoothly, the finishing.
Yeah.
And I think this can be more adaptive. Because sometimes in your PhD design, you're going to refresh your idea timely, you know, some weekly. Something can be changed. So you can work in on piece of it and go improve step by step. So it won't change so much. So every time you make a progress, you can get it done.
Yeah.
So this is a way kind of, in software development, we call it the agile way of doing software, which is not do all the things in the same time. But split it, the whole project, into smaller piece and working weekly and talking with your supervisor for some professional advice, then you can, you know, more smoothly achieve the goal, rather than going to rush to get that in a month or finish everything together. That will only cause you pressure.
And
also low efficiency in that work.
These are basically two strategies. One is waterfall strategy, and the other one is the agile one. The waterfall one is that one that we sit with the PI, our principal investigator, and we discuss. And every time we sit with them, it's changed.
Yeah.
So it is a long and kind of tiring thing that we do with the PS, but this agile one that Z has just discussed, it is really
agile. Well, more open mind.
Yeah,
is open mind to considerate the other people's thinking about your work, and you're going to improve it based on the collaboration with others, especially from your supervisor. So it's a kind of agile way doing everything, and I think it's better than, you know.
So that is also one way to relax yourself if you break down.
You have a better way of working strategy.
We did a little thing at university a few, was it a month ago or something? We had like a writing retreat.
Yeah.
And that was really cool because...
Yeah. I was part of it.
So, and part of that exercise is, you know, you write for every section of the day, you then write specific objectives that are achievable.
Yes.
So that you don't feel this pressure that, I haven't done everything I should have done. Like, because I'm really bad for that. I will be like, I'm going to read the entire thesis in one day. And a normal person would be like, no, that's not possible. And then, of course, it's not possible. So then at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I didn't manage to read the whole thesis in one day. And it's like, well, I kind of did know that. So maybe next time I should have, like, you know, written down objectives that at the end of the day you can just go, I tick that one, tick that one, tick that one, everything's done. Mm-hmm. You know, then you feel good about it rather than
absolutely,
because otherwise it's so easy to see the non-progress or progress as non-progress, you know.
So this is actually what I believe is proactive approach of not getting tensed during the PhD.
Yeah.
So instead of you're getting tense and then you're going out to relax yourself. So if you can
I think
devise or strategize your thing in such a manner, you will still get some tensions, but smaller ones, little ones, like weak ones that you can easily get out of them.
Yeah.
And also to have a peaceful or rational mind so that you can bring good solutions, good sleep is good. Enough sleep. So they say that 8 hours is good, but for PhDs, 6 hours can also be good.
Yeah, see, if 6 hours were, I can't remember last time I got 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly, same.
That would be fantastic. Like, that's my dream. But as I said, like, I could just keep waking up thinking about the thesis, and that's not good. But anyway, I think it's, you know, you said before that, you know, if you're working hard for a month and then you go and do something that's relaxing, I mean, that works for you. But for me, I think the main thing I've learned is I really need to take the weekend as a normal working person would actually have a weekend, because as PhD students, we're constantly working.
And we don't have weekends.
We don't have weekends. Yeah. We don't have sick days. We don't have paid holiday. Yeah. We don't have any of these lovely things that normal people have. Yeah.
So what
I'm saying, yes, we are. We are really weird. Yeah. So we should really, I've become much better at it now towards the end of my PhD, funnily enough, to actually be like, right, on this day I am not working, you know, and then I try and completely shut that off. And it actually works. I wish I'd kind of done that earlier instead of working a little bit every day. And then only when I'm absolutely exhausted, I'll be like, right, I have to go for a walk, or I have to go and do landscaping or whatever it is. So I would actually suggest having more regular.
Absolutely right.
And, you know, so it kind of works as a normal life, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember that there was a research a little while ago that you can produce good results or a product if you're stressed. And then it was rectified by the new research that said you can produce good results if you're relaxed. Like, they give the example of a lazy person, that if you want a smart solution, you will ask the laziest person in the room. He will always come up with the smartest solution.
Because he wants to do as little work as possible.
Yeah, because he's relaxed. And he just will just use the smart thing. So in that sense, so if you want to produce good results, just have a peaceful
Okay, so we have shared a lot of strategies doing relaxing with the PhD. So we're going to talk about this next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.